Hello, my friend. Welcome to a new episode, a music and mindfulness episode featuring my Swedish friends, Lamar, Jonathan, and Tony, aka JRL. And together with the guys and their music, I have a mantra that I want to talk about today. It's a mantra that says, I'm not going to stop. I could always try again, and I will. I'll try again because I'm here to slay. That's the mantra. I'm here to set a goal and grow, and I won't accept failure. So that's the mantra, and I want you to hold that in your head with this mix. It's a mantra that assumes the best, is warm with intention and optimism, and is backed by stubbornness, which is a great thing in my opinion. So that's the mantra for you. I'm here to slay. I'm not gonna stop because I'm here to slay. So hold that in your head as the guys play their tunes and as I give you some perspective with this episode. Hold that in your head. I'm here to slay. So let's go. Join me and the guys in this episode, New Mindset, Who Dis? I'm here to slay. So that's the mantra. And I bring this up in particular because I think we all have this tendency to think that a failure of any kind in the past or not being where you want to be right now, that it's an indication that we're better off without that thing or that relationship or that accomplishment. We think it's a sign that that's just not meant to be. But I really don't think that's true. And I want to prove to you that a I'm here to slay mindset is just what you need to completely rewire how you see failure in life. So we're going to get groovy here, and I want you to consider something as we do. One failure, two failures, three, 10, a dozen, it doesn't mean it's the end of your journey. It's only the beginning.
Again, this is all too much. Slowly losing all control. I lost a piece of who I was a while ago. I feel it swallowing me whole. And I know it's crazy how I see your face. Everywhere I go, your smile's the only thing I've known. But Lord, I'm down on my knees. Somebody set me free from the web you wove. I think it's time to let you go. So take me back to that day, 2016, 8th of May. Drank a little bit too much. Shattered hearts, a broken touch. Empty bottles, perfect truths. Coming of age for one wild youth. Yeah, 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 yeah. Oh, oh.
threshold that you need to feel better. I'm free from you. You say it has always been me, but your actions don't say the same words your mind speaks. Like last night, you call me up crazy. Tell me that to you I'm dangerous, 'cause I make you feel the same way he does. Why can't it be us? Forget the times that you came out to my house, staying for a lay down. I'm done with these feels, I just can't deal. I need something real. Drinking, so I can just forget what I'm feeling. I know you think I'm just losing my patience. You should know that this is more than just frustration. Last night you called me up crazy. Tell me that to you I'm dangerous, 'cause I make you feel the same way he does. Why can't it be us? Forget the times that you came round to my house, staying for a lay down. I'm done with these feels, I just can't deal. I need something real. Tell me that to you I'm dangerous, 'cause I make you feel the same way he does. Why can't it be us? Forget the times that you came round to my house, staying for a lay down. I'm done with these feels, I just can't deal. I need something real.
I really believe that. Failure is only the beginning. Struggling with something is only the beginning. But I get why we tend to fail a couple times and we just throw in the towel. We say it's not meant to be. You know, we see things online. We see the Forbes 30 under 30. We see 14-year-old TikTok stars making it big. We see young people quitting their jobs, happy couples, fit couples. And we're like, you know what? I'm getting older. I missed my shot. Didn't get what I wanted then. It's just not meant to be. But for every headline like that that you see of that young superstar, that person who's quitting their job, that happy couple, there is a person in their mid-20s or 30s or 40s who is finally, just now, hitting their stride, who just found their dream job, their talent, their purpose, who finally found that special person. Those stories are real, and they're a testament to what happens when you keep going with the I'm here to slay mindset.
Just in tight, just lose yourself to the beat. We ain't listening, we ain't listening. Sometimes you gotta let go, just feel the music and flow. Forget all of your troubles. I am listening, I am listening. You got my full attention, see. La 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 la. Nobody gets you like me. La 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 like me. Fire it up, fire it up. You got my devotion, you build the emotion.
Set it up, set it up.
You build the explosion, the beat and the rhythm go. Fire it up, fire it up. Nobody gets you like me. Me.
So I want you to consider that perspective with me, that just because it hasn't happened yet doesn't mean it won't. And that's a cheesy thing to say or believe, but it really isn't actually, because we're all failures. We all mess up, 100%. We all fail, embarrass ourselves, or told no way. But the difference between people who create the lives they want and those who do not is, of course, yeah, deciding to keep going. But more important, it's a decision to not become cynical and not assume the worst about yourself. The I'm here to slay mindset refuses to believe that the world is against you. It refuses to assume the worst, that what's done is done, that the future is set, that you can't change it. But I say no way. The I'm here to slay mindset says just because you lost once doesn't mean you're going to lose again. It assumes the best, that your next at bat is the one where you're going to hit that home run. That's the I'm here to slay mindset, and I think it's just what you need in life to push yourself to keep moving forward no matter what.
Thing as too much. So say what you wanted to say. You can take that to the bank. Can't sit around and just wait for it. Stay longer to higher the stakes. Ain't no such thing as mistakes. You should just meet me back at my place. Put your number in my phone. Hit me when you're all alone. Had my heart broke once before, but I don't.
It's a cheesy thing to say that failure is a part of life, so I won't say that, but what I will say is that calling yourself a failure and throwing in the towel on things you once wanted so badly, that's way too early. It's way too early for that. If failure is inevitable in life, which I think it is, and you decide to label yourself as a failure, you're leaving so much on the table. You're going to look back and wonder what if. Because again, the fact is you're going to get turned down. You're going to get broken up with. Things aren't going to work out. You're going to hear no a lot. But just because you hear no doesn't mean you won't hear yes. Stop using failure as an excuse. Use it as fuel to dig in your heels and say, heck no, I'm here to slay. I'll find another way.
Now I'm feeling incomplete.
So I advocate for you to say, I'm not a failure, no matter how many times I've failed. And instead say, nah, I'm here to slay. I'm here to be stubborn, to have resolve, to have thick skin, to say, ah, okay, that hurt, that sucked, but I'm going to try again. I'm going to try another dozen times. I'm going to find another way. I'm going to keep trying. And yeah, it might lead me in a new direction. I might change my mind halfway through, but I'm here to slay. And that means I am not a failure. I am not giving up. And I think that's such powerful perspective because I really do think that stubbornness, persistence is the best thing you can have in your life. That's what leads you to cut the crap and say, yeah, I failed. Yeah, I didn't get it. Yeah, I messed up. But I'm here to slay. I'm here to find a way. I will not quit. I've just got to do it. So say with me right now, I am not a failure. I'm not a failure. I'm not a failure no matter what, because I'm here to slay, and that means I will always find a way.
And I'm running out of ways to kill the time. Oh, and you're watching from afar. I'm getting anxious, I wanna be where you are. Oh, I try to hold myself together for what feels like forever. There ain't nobody better. I'm waiting on you. I'm waiting on you. I try to hold myself together for what feels like forever.
So hold this mantra in your head one more time. I'm here to slay. I'm here to showcase the best of me, and that's my persistence. I'm here to lace up my shoes again. I'm going to send another email, make another call, go on another date, get back in the gym. I'm going to practice, audition, do that thing, give it another try. I'm here to slay. I'm here to prove to myself and no one else that I get to decide when it's over. I get to decide. I get to decide to be the best I'll ever be.
And I'll be the best you've ever seen, brighter than those dreams. You'll see the best of me. Darkest shade, yeah. Nobody's gonna stop me. Nobody's in my way. And I ain't changing for no one. I'm here to stay. Whoa, whoa, yeah. And I'll be the best you've ever seen, brighter than those dreams. You'll see the best of me. Oh, the best of me. Oh,
that's my message for you with this episode, to realize that every great story, every great accomplishment, every great experience that fulfills you is going to be born of adversity. It's going to be born of frustrating moments, moments where you question yourself, where you're so tempted to say, it's just not meant to be, it's over. But again, it's up to you to believe that. It's up to you whether that's a reality. But I really hope you'll try this mantra of I'm here to slay, and you let it guide you. Let it make you reckless with your persistence to make a promise to not give up on that thing you want so badly, that accomplishment, that experience, that growth. So be recklessly stubborn, refuse to quit, refuse to have a mindset that lets you say, it's just not meant to be. You get to decide what's meant to be, and I think when you really believe this and you live a I'm here to slay mindset, you'll realize how much control you truly have over your life, what you want, and who you want to be.
Baby, I'm reckless. Tiny pieces of my heart break. What's going on? I'm never this way. But since I met you, everything changed for you.
Slay, so act like it. And yeah, of course, timing and luck play a part in life, but unrelenting dedication is the key to making good things happen. Persistence, stubbornness, whatever you want to call it. Hold your head up. Just because you see all those headlines of someone else getting what they want doesn't mean you won't get yours. Just because you've heard a lot of no's in your life doesn't mean you won't hear yes. You can, and the universe seriously rewards those who are on their 5th, 6th, 10th try in life. You get those things, that growth, when you lace up your shoes extra tight, wear your toughest, thickest skin, and stop being cynical and assuming the worst about what you're capable of. It's when you become your best friend instead of your worst enemy. That's the power of the I'm here to slay mindset.
Just to show you California sun, but I've waited too long. Now the winter's come so fast, and I don't know how. My time is up, there's no way out. Now I've gotta make a move. I got nothing to lose. Nothing to lose. I got nothing to lose.
that's it, my friends. I hope you found some extra resolve with this episode, a bit more stubbornness, a bit more persistence to keep going with what you've been chasing, to truly believe and live a mindset that says, I'm here to slay. I'm here to find a way to keep moving forward, to keep heading in a direction that is right for me, to assume the best, the most positive, and to have an intention that drives that 24/7. That is the I'm here to slay mindset, and it's one that reminds you that you get to decide the direction of your life. You get to decide the labels you wear, the way you interpret what happens to you, the curveballs that life throws your way. Those are your decisions. But when you live a I'm here to slay mindset, I'm confident you'll find yourself holding your ground so much more, saying one more time, saying, I can do this. This isn't over. I'm not going to stop. So that's it. I hope you enjoyed this episode with my friends Lamar, Jonathan, and Tony from JRL. Be sure to check out their music. It's awesome. It's in the description. And please share this episode if you enjoyed it. Add it to your workout playlist, your walking playlist. And of course, let me know what you think on Instagram at jace.kenny. And until next episode, I'm out.